Is it also descending?
Now it's back.
It's on? Mm-hmm. I was impressed when we crossed the land of Romania. You know, because it's the first time just to watch. It is unusual land. And I think this is not just accident. This small land, when you see from the top, one thing I was surprised that around the Bucharest and the valley of the Danube, they was crossing from the Switzerland over Austria and all the Yugoslavian land, and you can watch it. So, a very fertile land there around the Bucharest. But all the lands, this fertile land, there are no one trees. It is just everything is plowed and crops, every kind. No, even very close to the asphalt. I was just surprised why. And the population is rare. When you fly over the Poland, you know, there are villages everywhere, populated. But not here. Romania is not populated. Romania could be even, I think 50 million is even more place. It's empty. Very rare population. And the cities, they are moderate, not just over to be too big, but just very well arranged. And I was surprised that they do not have trees. Just a little bit even...
Yeah, toward the ground.
Yeah, just to have around the needed highways at least. Mm-hmm. So that was a bit surprising. Because when you look so much crap, as far as your eyes can see, this Danube Valley, they call this the belt of the grain, like here we call the Midwest, is the same, even more fertile. And when you go inside, there is no food, not so much abundant food, much more than in Poland, but not according to what you see. So something is what they call in the... He is fishing. Something is wrong with that. So that is, I am impressed that there is no trees around. And when we approached the airport, I thought that this is emergency landing. I just was, because I prefer always take the, when I ask to have a seat, I want to stay near the, how do you say, the window. So just to see. So I was watching this, and the airport is so small. Even smaller than in Chisinau, West Liban, Moldavia. Moldavia is so small, this republic there. Moscow is, you know, it is like a paradise in comparison to this. So poor airport. I never saw in my life such a poor airport. Facility small, and everything is not taken care. The way for the planes, they are tough like this. I was even scared of landing because this huge, you know, plane could happen, but somehow they managed. So I tell you, this really a little bit terrifying me, because how this high technology can admit to land that. So I was impressed by that. This come to my mind that they was not intending, not because they are not able to do good airport and running ways, but probably they was keeping this to be undesirable for other nations to visit their country, for other planes to ask, you know, deal of, so I saw that was reflected in this activity, and I was asked them when I arrived, and I asked them that I impressed by your freedom, because I can see that you can speak everyone, everything, and you told me the same. And I hope that you will do something, because to arrange a little bit one airport for such a country, that they have their petroleum, they have their asphalt, everything, you can have a good airport. Because Switzerland is much smaller country, and they have no such resources, and they have so beautiful airport, not only one, but you don't have even one. So they say, yes, this is so. So the officer tells this is so, we will do, probably we will do something. So I said, I'm impressed because of that. And later on, there is no toilet paper, there is no even door at the toilet when we go. This is just some places for the mail, and you can another side, there's nothing. so dirty, nothing. There was no nothing for flushing. It was no even they have chain of one thing, that old stuff. But even this was not at the international airport.
That's not the airport.
So that is the international. That I was impressed because later on I found in some apartments better toilet than here. So I observed that this was nothing new. This was a heritage that they used to have. So when someone will visit this, you will be not impressed. You will know that there you will prepare and carry with you paper. I knew a little bit from Russia, so I carry with me paper, so in case you have emergency, because there was emergency. I never expected to be like that, because I could save in the plane. Later on we learn from that. But this is good to know, because when we have problems of that, to use plane better before landing in the airport, until they will do. So I was impressed by that. And they have a good system of railroad that I think is good, because everywhere you can go by railroad, and it's very reasonable and cheap. Even we was not allowed, or not, circumstances did not permit them to travel by that, because Britain took by cars. But the railroad is much convenient, because everywhere you can go. Mm-hmm. There are so a lot of the roads, so very cheap, and that is very good for the people and for Britain too. For I realized when we arrived from the airport of the Otopien, they call international, we took another small plane to the cruise. So at the same day, at the 14th of May, he was at Bucharest. This was Monday. So these two brethren, Tompa Konstantin and Intia Vasil, they was waiting for us, and they took us, and at the same night we spent at the Tompa's house, just at his apartment. So the second day, we at the 15th of this, which was Tuesday, the 15th of May, we already was arranged to have a meeting. We was told that we'll be with the elders or the leaders in his house. He have comparatively private house. It's nice one, it's good one. So but when we went from the small room, there was two rooms full with Britain, over 100 of Britain. So this was not a meeting what was we told. But it was very nice to meet them at the second, this was the 15th May, and we was asked to introduce and to give our greetings from you and everyone from the United States that was asking us for that, and they was very gladly accepted this and rejoiced. And we gave talk, me and Brother Devsky, and he sang a hymn, and the same prayer like we pray. That is a good indication, because by the prayer we can see that we have the same faith. Only one thing I didn't like, everywhere in Romania, this was so musician land. I heard from everywhere of tradition, but our brethren, they are so poor singing.
Is that right?
It is so poor singing that you will see that it is even like strange. The melody is ours. You can see, but it's making this flat, and it will keep, instead of 10 minutes, it will keep maybe 15 or 30 minutes or even longer. You know, just keeping long like Orthodox priest. You know that. But I will tell you, it is strange for you. I told them right away, this you are still away. It is good for you to look how our rhythm are singing this hymn, because you gave me one hymn book. So Sister Betty received another hymn book.
So she got one.
So got one, yeah. So, but I don't know if she's sharing with other brethren or not, because probably not. So I gave to this Hungarian brethren, brother who was escorting us, and he was promising that he understands a bit of the note, so to extract the melody, to share the Britain, to sing a little bit, because I said, if you will one day to meet with the Britain from other lands, you should know the melody at least, so you will sing together. Because at international, the Polish rhythm come and they sing together with other rhythm because they know the melody.
Do they have music in their handbook?
No, they have the word, but I gave. And one strange thing, I found one brother long ago translated, I don't know how many, but they have over 100 hymns translated with the music. He even put the music, you know, this is the notes. But no one was using that, except only this brother from the Bayamare, that is from Pentecost, because they are musician family, a very musician family. So his children, they was playing, they have piano, and they play from this hymn book, some of the hymns. Only one in all places that we met. Otherwise, they are very, very...
They don't use them. They have some, I guess.
And they are misusing the melody. It is broken.
Sounds like they need
because no one is taking care to keep the melody, you understand?
I do that in Poland, too. Everything's the loudest. Yeah. Even at our meetings, they sing completely different, the same hymn.
Yeah, so that is the way to...
Well, in England, they sing the same words. They have different music to the same words, and every one of their pieces sounds like a dirge.
Yes.
Sound like a funeral.
Yes, like this one, like funeral. Oh, they do. I think
maybe they borrowed the British.
Probably. So I told them that it is not so pleasing. I said that you have a good zeal, a good faith, but you are not using the hymn book that Bible students inherited from the time of Pastor Russell. If you respect that, and it is edifying for you, I think even the hymn book is good to imitate because it's a good one. So they promise that they will do. And they was asking for help. The young, I like that because young brethren, they was asking everywhere to have help. What kind of help? The booklets that are easy to be read at the beginners of learning English. And then they will learn even the hymn book, they want more contact. And one of this, I will tell you, you know the sister Penina that you wrote, mm-hmm. Singer? It is wonderful young girl. I met her, I have this, you will see the picture. I will show you. She's wonderful, and their family are unique family. The name, you remember I translated the letter of her brother, Benjamin. Benjamin Chorian. So he is wonderful brother also. He lived in the Alba Iulia, but he came. He passed through Alba Iulia, didn't start because they are also about 15. Most of them, they came to that convention that we had. So this Penina is very... energetic and the humble, and the other girls and the other youngs, they are involved to learn, but they don't have anything to read in English, just to have volume or booklet or magazine. And I was asked by this one just to send anything. They would like to have the Don magazine. I will tell you, everyone that I ask, they would like to have, even they suggested him to pay themselves, and I was touched by that. I have a lot of addresses. I did not print this for today, but I will. I think the Allentown will come. I will bring this printer. So if you will wish someone to make a subscription for some of them, I have this a lot of the addresses, and they will enjoy that, I'm sure. And also of those, they would like to have this young like Penina and other. They would like to have a dictionary because it's very hard to get that.
English,
Romanian, and Romanian English.
Oh.
Even small, because that is so hard, somebody is preventing to have them.
How about the one we got you? Is that good?
Oh, it's good. But I did not learn because I needed myself. I was learning how to speak even there because I'm not so good. And I thought maybe I will be useful for something. So I was need to have because I didn't have anything. And that. But Sister Betty, she have Romanian dictionary and she have other stuff of the books, but somehow she is a little bit, what I say, conservative, so it is not in touch with the common public because of the elders who is directing her, probably.
How about Bibles over there?
What they was asking the Bible in English.
In
English Bibles. This young one, or everyone wants
us, because the
Bible, so the Bibles, they of course they need in Romanian Bible also, with the wall that Britain, they was asking him if they have, you know, you gave two, and I gave to one, well, to two Britain, one who came from prison, old one brother, very wonderful brother. And another one he includes. That was from the Oradia. It is, they came from far, far beyond other city. I have the map, I will show you what ones you will be interested to see that the reading came. But they would like to have a few Bibles that they have a little bigger than the small because of the...
But the only ones they can get, the Romanian,
also are more expensive than
well.
They are. I know some places in this, in your, but of course this is for those who will wish to do this with some kind of gift. This would be much better when you go to the international convention to pick up with you, so you'll send out. Because this is sure will come on their hands. And also to Brother Hagensick that you are going before that, it's good to take with this, because what they will handle, that they will have.
Yeah.
And I think other things need to be organized in the same manner. To arrange to send in Europe, and then Brother Debski, I already talked a little bit, and someone with him, just to travel by car, and to bring a full car literature, because this will be useful. So we have this talk at the 15th of May, at this brother in Chevasil, those who visited the United States 1 month before, New Jersey and even Monticello, so probably he was acquainted with our customs. At the 16th of May, which was Wednesday, we was at another meetings. It was Gilel. This is the locality of the town they call Gilel. It is not far from Cluj. In that locality is around 100 brethren in that town. Everyone, they know about this truth, because you know this, the town is not big, and they're all timers. So this is, we was led that on. So we have at this below, this was that funeral of that sister that we was not allowed to take a picture, but a lot of the brethren. So even this security force, he could only forbid to take a picture, but all the town is in the truth. So there was nothing to do. So it is a good opportunity. When you go there, you are among your brethren. It is, you feel that. And they are very hospitable brethren. Very hospitable. When you are there, they, whatever they have, they are not like this, you know, high civilized like we, but they are at your disposal everything that they have. So that you feel good, even if you don't have the stuff, you feel good. And their towns, especially when there are so many around, and they show you everything. And the land is beautiful, grow everything. Not like here, just grow, not so many, what they say, these insects that are eating like you here. So we have that the funeral, so at that funeral was over 100 breeden local and some of other place. And at the same day, we moved to another town, that is, the name was Kucherda. It is the county of Mureș. This is, I don't know this, maybe less than 100 of miles from Cluj, that we travel and come back. So at this Kucherda also was a meeting that was over 150 brethren at the 16th of May. At the local Kucherda. So we came home, we talked, me and Brother Devsky, because we was asked to speak everywhere, because we changed new locality, and we were, every day we slept in a new house. They arranged so we were just, there was nothing else to do. So at the Thursday, at the 17th of May, we was in another locality, that was the locality, the name was Penichen. It's a town, and there was, in that locality, over 50 brethren. At the meeting came those who escorted us, it was around 110, over 100 at that meeting. Then, the 18th of May, every day we have talks. And every day we have sometimes two times, as before noon, that it was very, very hard, physical.
Oh, yeah.
Very hard, because every day tension, you need to be prepared with a talk, because they didn't give to discussion, I guess discussion, but as you know, it was not intended for that. So, at the 18th of May, we have another funeral. This time was in Cluj itself. Another sister, old one, old timers, died. So we came to this and two brethren, Njagomir, Jan. This brother is wonderful brother of speaker, especially for a voice. He has a voice that is unique voice that I heard to be taped, for example, to the, for the radio or even TV or for the tape recorder. It is so wonderful voice. It is powerful and rich voice, unusual. So this brother gave a talk, wonderful talk at the funeral. So his voice I heard first time, so wonderful. I talked even to him and I suggested to him that the Lord probably gave you this gift, so you will serve him in many things in the future, because he is not so old, around in the 40s or even younger. So Brother Bria Cornell, also at the funeral, I heard two times he gave wonderful talk at the funeral, for the funeral, which any denomination, they give good talks at the funeral. This is not doctrinal so much, but speaking of the truth, so that it was wonderful for them. And also for everybody attending was very helpful, very scriptural. So after that funeral, we went to another locality from the Cluj, about 16 kilometers from the locality Sin Petru, the town. This is like a town. So at that locality, they was waiting for the meetings, around 160 brethren. It is some local and some allowed villages was around there. It's everywhere full and packed of this, new faces. And this is, majority of them, they are old by age, majority. And also, as usual, the majority are women, sisters. It is still also that, very sincere, but also brethren. I got to love their sincerity, simplicity. So this is what this 18 May. In so this was now at the 19th of May. It was Saturday. So in the morning, we was at the Colonel, the name of the brother Colonel Brie, that is the one of the main one in the Cluj. It is capable one, but still. So we have a discussion there, and really we came a few brethren because preparing for the going to the meetings in the locality of 25 kilometers from the Cluj. So preparing because we slept in his house. He took by turn, just took not to sleep in one house twice. So every day. It was not so easy for us because you don't know even where is the toilet. Anytime you go, you need to be acquainted with everything.
Yeah, right.
And still with the new household, and you need to talk something, so there is always no time to sit and to think. No time.
Yeah.
Just to learn that. But that was the case. So this, we have a discussion. There was two brethren that I met here, really they are very interested. Those who was in prison. And one was from the locality of the Arad, which is very southwest of Romania, at the border of Yugoslavia and Hungary, which is the Cluj is mostly in the middle of the country. Mm-hmm. So they came from that land. And another one, it is a brother that I forgot now his name, both, is from the locality of the sound time, was not far from Cluj, but from the locality that the first time the truth came. That the truth came in 1912 in that locality. So that locality was very deep rooted, so even now they have continued this generations very rooted in that truth, stick to the freedom of study the Bible. I like them because they do like the manner, free, not afraid to express what they can see in the scriptures, but also they're not denying, they still stick to that freedom of the volumes and the value for them and leave open the question. So that brother, another one, will be at the International Convention. One from the Arab will not. I was a little bit impressed because when they make a choice, they make a choice from their elite around here. So this is, they omitted it. They omitted the biggest activities that in the city of Siget and the city of Baia-Mare, they did not have no one of them to be invited. They all from the Cluj and the around of the Cluj area and the other part of the land somehow. And I understand probably they was not knowing, just to keep a little bit under, to see how reliable they will be for the next maybe other years of the convention. But I was able to talk this at this 19th of May, at Saturday, in the house of his. So we share many other things. Each one shared about how the truth was in their locality. They get and how they went through. These two brethren came, they was in prison. One of them was in the very severe prison because accused of the activity that he wanted, which is very nice because he was sticked. At that time he was not allowed to go on the printer or to print something. He tried to do something and he received that. So we have a discussion in the morning, and afternoon we went to the Gadolin. This is the town Gadolin, 25 kilometers from Cluj. And there was, in that locality, is again about 80 brethren. This locality is 60, 80, 90 brethren in that town. I didn't know, I was unable to find out how they are meeting there together, but I understood that once in a while, more than once in a month, they are together. And even from outside of their locality, which make always over 100. So they say once in the, they never call convention. They call general meeting or regular meeting. And I don't know why they avoided this terms. Maybe because of the political system, I don't know. Because I told that this is very, the lexicon of the language is, it is already international, the word convention. So, to be used is nothing to be political, but they call this. So we have that meeting attending over 130. So this means that the double of more than 80 local and other for surrounding villages. They came to that, and some who escorted us from the main. So that was the 19th of the May. So you see that some days we have double meeting to talk, main talk. It is necessary to have just a talk. So it is worth it. Thank the Lord that we prepared, we took some of our papers, just a little bit of the talks, some of them prepared, some of them we made just quickly there. So we was able just to give them something. And at the 22th, this was Sunday, the only Sunday that was more useful for us, because other Sunday was at the Bucharest, so we have at the Brasov, not so much. But the 24th of May, they arranged for general meeting, which I call convention. They rented there. As soon as we arrived there, they already knew that we are determined to have 2 weeks there in the land. So this prison from the Cluj area, they arranged with the authorities, so they rented a theater, a local theater, a medium one, not so big one, capacity about around 500 people who will stay, and many were standing. So usually this is around 500 that we could count, really, even walls around. So this is what I call convention, because this was from many other parts. They came from many other parts of the land at that convention, so they have. And I use this because I already gave different kind of talks. And very interestingly, that we never discussed with Brother Bevsky what he is going to speak next, because every day we have another talks. We never discussed, we didn't have time even to discuss. Just looking, meditating, one hour at least, and early in the morning get up. We never have a full sleep. So we was very busy, but we were determined just to be consumed as the Lord would, and He gave enough strength. Even I was strange for me, I avoided any, I never drink water there. So that helped me. I was even sometimes very you need to drink, but because only boiled water. So I kept myself to my stomach, so I was able to cope. So we cope this, and but we realized that always when the meeting was finished, then we was able to discuss together that our talks always was in connection. Mm-hmm. Always in connection, like following the team. And I was impressed by that. This, I felt myself that this is the finger of the Lord. Because never discussed. And when I decided to speak about the consecration, I thought, because I saw the need, he decided also. And we never talked. And when he did this, it was beautiful, because he spoke from other aspects. Another aspect. So it was so well emphasized that the brethren was so stirred up by that and edified it, that I saw that maybe this the Lord was overruling, because there was only the door was opened for us only to speak, not to have other questions and to fellowship. But because of this, the Lord overruled, and we gave the synthesizer, because we have mostly everyday talks, everyday meetings. So every time was just one theme, very well, presented. And I was impressed by this, because when I realized this, I talked to Brother Desk and say, are you realizing that yesterday we gave a talk, you gave this talk, and we talked? How it came that we never discussed it? He said, I don't know how, but this all. So, but I never ask what you will tell tomorrow. And when tomorrow we speak the same, and I felt so confident that the hand of the Lord really was over. And still was over, because all these talks came in company. So we two, very well, we was interwoven together and presented what the Lord was, the most he was able to get from us. So I rejoicing in this, observing how this happening. So this gave us a little bit more courage, you know, because we gave more freedom to speak whatever comes. And this wonderful. So I gave unusual talk that here I gave only in one place, I think. I spoke on the team that at this convention. Of course, they did not give me what I was requested before, to give me a big paper or cartoon or a plywood, just to put a few, because this was a little bit about chronology, but not chronology, because I'm not a chronologist, as you know, but I cannot avoid the thing, because the Bible speaks about that. So I have something, and I was requested. Even the brother of Benjamin of this Chorian that was writing, and when I met her, he was eagerly something about what the Bible speaks about today, what the prophecy seen today. So I was decided, because a few of these brethren, one of the pyramids, there is a wonderful engineer one, very, and this is electronic. Probably you will have a lot of him to do with arranging something to broadcasting there, because he gave some detail, maybe you will be later on to work to meet. He will do everything, just some assisting. And how to meet their technology in this one. And in fact, he was asking just to send them videotapes, or just for the local use, whatever. So they will convert their system for this one, because he's probably is knowledgeable about that. So, but he gave me also somewhat kind of technology they have, the names. I'm not competent in that field. But still, if you are, maybe later on I'll show you. So I spoke at that convention on the theme, this generation will not pass away. That is the title, because Jesus said, so I chose this, and I gave this something in that direction. They was, I never realized, they didn't give me a big paper, so to put on that, so everyone will see it, because I requested them to take notes. And I made this clear, this is my personal study, what I see in the scriptures, where I am in the stream of time, what the chronology could give me some suggestions. But don't take this by my word, what I say. Just check it in the scripture, if this makes sense to you, the scripture. It is upbuilding to your faith. Then take it and rejoice. If not, lay aside and live for other things. There are many things the Lord will guide you. So I gave this, as is usually I find that it is much better just to present in that manner. In fact, I imitate from you many things good in that manner. So I appreciate that, that things, which is, this is the way it should be by the student. So when I gave this talk, I never realized how much impression they were stirred up and looking the scriptures, now the values to check out, because I didn't say where I took this, because I quote the scriptures. Just scriptures, 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 and you will find that my way is not quoted from the volume. Even when I will using, I will not say that it's from that volume. Also. It's up to them to check. But I'm using this, not full. But I'm using this because they are very useful for me. So that manner was very stirring, and many of them was in that attitude, which I like that. This at this public meeting, you can see that that was those who only just to see. I asked them to make notes for them, and they did. And some of them even later on wrote a letter. I would like maybe to translate. Maybe you'll do. A sister, an educated one, she was so impressed with that talk, and she just confessed before me that she's renewed her consecration completely. You know, and she said also other with her family and other Britain, because you know, because of dim expectation that never happened like this, and I put in the way that not to set up a day or a year, but the scripture something is giving us to be encouraged of that. So we know a little bit about the seasons. We have right to discuss these things. So she appreciated the way that I put. She said this is the wonderful way that is encouraging a true believer. So I rejoiced. And when Brother Detsky was talking with his team, I never realized he was talking some kind of another feature about the time where we are. And it was so wonderful. I tell you that I was more encouraged by the Lord what he was doing, because we are not discussing one another. I was talking Romanian language, he didn't understand what I'm talking. His sister was translated for him, but this is nothing of that. And we was both encouraged for this very much, because we felt how the Lord is guiding. So that convention at the 20th of May at Sunday was very successful, and probably those who attended of the government local was it was not a shame for our brother. We presented in the best we could, in the manner that we could, to be moderate and also to speak the truth, also to speak, but moderate in the way that not to touch the feelings. And I felt that even their authority gave after that much more freedom to act, because I saw how they are around us differently.
Yeah.
Because that is the way. And that was the result when we're returning well, and probably after that maybe they will release those in stock that we sent and they are not received yet because of that. I hope so. So it was wonderful. I think the Britain in Romania will never forget this convention, the first one. I requested them just one day before, because they was not intended to have a microphone. So then they requested the microphone. So the first time we used Britain the microphone, because 500 they will not hear what we talk.
Yeah.
So they gave the government, I don't know, they pay for a microphone or not, but a wonderful microphone. It was so good, two microphones. It was so what we call acoustic was so good in the audience, was every well the same, you know. So the speakers was very well arranged. So I saw that their man, the government of the theater, she was serving there, and wonderful, not making someone to be, you know, misused. So it was good. We was pleased by that service. So it was Monday, 21st of May. We went from that convention, this is the second day, to the Baia Mare. It is northwest from the Cluj, west to the mountains, there is very far. And there we have a meeting of over 120 brethren in attendance, a few only from our local. And we discussed there a lot of the consecration and the dedication which Britain was very interesting there, because you know some of them they came long ago from the Pentecostal churches, others, so they are not so clear, you know, because of their consecration and their baptism. It is mostly like all denomination, it's like John, the John the Baptist, Baptist, you understand? In forgiveness of sin. Yeah. But this is for the entering the covenant with the Lord, is the baptism which Jesus Christ baptized in the water, not of forgiveness of sin, but is of dedicating and symbolizing consecration. So they was very interesting, because they are not talking so much about this subject there. So we noted this, so both we have this talk, and it was very useful for them. So then at the Tuesday, at the 22 of May, we still was in the Bayamari, the city, and we went to the mountain there to have in the open field, because many of the meetings was packed in the houses, and there was no air pressure. It was really not so good for us. So we asked just to go to nature. So they drove, and we have at the mountain a couple hours with some of the local Britain there. I don't know how far this was from the Bayamari, but around the Bayamari. So around 15 or 20 Britain was at that. So we just have a discussion, continuation about the consecration and the and baptismal. And in another way, so we have a different kind of discussion there with very few who was really of others. Not most was of the living one. So at the same day, at the afternoon, we went, if you heard about the sister that came in California, and she have a hymn book and a mana. You heard? And she was lost. She was in the United States about 3 years. And no contact with this, because she joined the Pentecostal church, because in the Bayamari there are a lot of them, and they are very close with the Bible students, as I told. And some of them are here long ago probably, and her husband is her second name is Tzipla, and her husband is Peter. So Tzipla Peter, his age man, 60s like this, and. From the Bible school, probably from the heritage, inherited. I heard that. But he was many years in the youth as a Pentecostal. So he accepted the consecration. But she 3 years ago went in the visit for a few months, and she stayed now 3 years. And there, and it was strange for me of that, because I think it's something wrong. But I was not intending to solve that problem, but I saw one of, because they have a few daughters there, they are very well in the truth, very well. And one of them, and he also asked to, when I will return to the United States, to contact their mother and his wife about to come in touch with our brethren. And also to think about what to do, because it's not nice. Mm-hmm. You know, stay 3 years, no prison, and they are very well established there. Mm-hmm. I saw this family is medium. He have in the mountain, he is at the farm, he is a small city, but just outside of the mountains, he have about just dig a few acres of orchards, which is commercial, very well kept. So at his he took us, this group of the Britain, about 20, and his orchard in the mountain, and there was cherry trees, full of cherry, ripe. You know, this black one and red one, very big one, European, very, very tasty. I did not took so much because I was scared of mine, but later on we took and boiled water to wash them so not to affect myself. But Britain was eating full of this snow yen, so much there was. It was very pleasing, you know, to in the 20th of May to have such full of this. So that was a pleasant. So climate, as you see, is wonderful around there. So this Tzipla brother, we spent the same time we came in the mountains meeting with about around 20 brethren. Later one visit this Sipla and his workshop. It is maybe still other place. We travel and travel. But at the evening, at the same 22, so we have three talks and discussion at the same day, which was very, very, but we was compelled because it was not our choice. They never told what is the next stop. They just, let's go and put in the car and we are brought there and you have no choice. We learn now to be prepared because there was no choice, just to be prepared to speak, but the only thing. But probably was good. So at the evening we spent a few hours with the brother Dejan Joseph, Joe Joseph they call. He is a very bright brother, is very educated and very knowledgeable in the truth, because he is involved in the pyramid study. And he found another man in Romania was individually a high engineer mathematics. Without knowing of the work of Brother Russell, he came by study himself the pyramid, came to the same conclusion that we have in the volume. So when he got his writing, that man died because he tried to publish and Romanian government forbade. And he came in contact with his children. So his children share with his writings. And this brother, because he is also an engineer, understood this, he find that he was rejoicing that the Lord moved someone, found the same. So the pyramid is really have something with that dimensions, because not just completely worldly man came to know God by this mathematics and all this, yes, studying that. So it's probably soon they will print his work there. But he already have access to that. So we shared at his house many good things. He have full of this, he's a man of study, that man. So this Dejan brother is in the district of Baia-Mare, which is, the Breton are different. In the locality of Cluj and around, they are more religiously oriented. Just accepting by faith and just to accepting something to know, but not to make specific distinguish between time, chronology, you know, mathematics is nothing. But by and by, it is the one who have that knowledge about. More they are intended to, like brilliant one, to know the exact things, what, where we are. Yeah, so there is more active. So we spent at his house the end of the day. So the next day, which was 23rd May, which was Wednesday, we went to the another what they call this county. We call Izhudets, is bigger than county. It, you know, this their administrative division. So this was Maramureș, they call, very close now to the west of Romania, close to the Ukraine frontier, just very close, and then Poland is not far from that. So that is another type of Bible students. This type of Bible students, the old timers. And very interesting that we went to the town that called Kalinest, which is derived from Slavic names, from Kalina. It's, I have in my, here in the United States, this is a berry, like this is Kalina, the red one, bitter one, that is good when they make them. So the name is Kalinest, beautiful location. And one brother, which his name is Nenestian Nicoara, most like Nicoara. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe his came from that, because they are the old timers of Bible students and bright ones. Mm-hmm. You know, the family start became, yeah, like that. And this brother is an old one, but very good character. Very good, and it is old one, but he is so in time, it's nothing of the stuck to be locked in the old fashion. I mean of the truth. He is alert of every new thing in the study. He stick to the values, but also he is alert something must be even more. Something must be more in the scripture than in the Bible that we have, in the volume. And I was impressed with this old brother, not so high educated, but very deep study in the scripture. And to have such a spirit is a pleasure to talk. and he is the one that fits. He have a mild character, very confident in the Lord, very sure in the truth, and free in studying and expressing. And because of kindness, of his character of kindness, everyone respect him around. His old one, everyone respect him, and you will see there. You cannot do otherwise, because that character is attractive. So this came from the study of this truth. I was so impressed by it. You see, this is a complete different type of Bible student. Mm. And we were told that they are a little bit different. Of course, they was not agree, because they was never submitting themselves to the tendency of the Cruz Brethren to take over, to rule all, and to appoint.
Yeah.
But this one, they want to be free. Mm. And they want just to study and to express. I learned from outside. So is the Bahamar. Bahamar is more mathematics. Not everyone will look to that. And they are more musicians. They would like to make this like that. And which is wonderful for the truth. All they are good. But they need to be together united. And I think this the Lord will do. What I saw in this Kalinesh, they made in the open in the, his garden, because it was too hot. And we decided to go in their house to make a meeting, because there was no meeting place. So in this town was over 100 Brethren, consecrated Brethren. It is amazing to have 100 in just small town. And everywhere you are welcome. It is so wonderful. You know, probably they are mixed with Slavic, you know, Slavic blood is good blood, I will tell you. It's hospitable. Mm-hmm. It is giving not the ruler what are looking, because rulers, they are everywhere, they are good and bad, but as people themselves, they are open to this. So you are pleased when you are in that community, even they are not so high civilization like we have here, but you feel at home. And especially when you feel in small town, over 100 Brethren and children, they are everywhere welcome. When you know the brother, just you are a relative, you are a close. So we really have a wonderful meeting. At the meeting, from the surrounding places, they came over 150. So you imagine, it's like a convention every day.
Yeah.
It's every day. And the Lord made us encouraging, so he gave us, so we spoke the regular thing, even tired, but prepare, and worked well. So brother was very encouraged. This one, everywhere was encouraged. Everywhere. Only a few of this of the living in the area of Cluj and maybe others, but majority are told. So the second day, the 34 May, we just go to the night, very late in the night, just go sleep in the early morning, get up at the same, another convention. So just to prepare to talk, it was unusual tiredness. That's why I'm not yet recovered. I mean mental tension because and other things, but I'm rejoicing that something we did for the Lord cause that will be not forgotten. Yes. And of course for the common cause of our age Bible students, that we are on this small planet today, small planet, and now somehow seems that they are in touch now, mostly to know. And I'm proud that the Britain from the United States took this responsibility, especially of the Don. I am glad with the spirit of the Don to make this a Bible Study Association to be really a free one, and to assist everyone who still stick to the present truth, and not to to enforce something of interpretation, just to accept the volumes, to accept the reprints, to accept the inheritance from Brother Russell, and also continue to study the Bible, and just to freely to share with one another. And this spirit of cooperation, I think that is the spirit of every age that the Lord blessed. That's why more of the Brethren, they feel that the Brethren from the Don, they are useful for them. They would like to have it all also, cooperation, but really need to be open in cooperation. So I was pleased to see and to offer them the next day at the 24th of May, it was Thursday, at 10 o'clock already. Just didn't have even so much even to sleep, because, and the morning. But we prepared, because they thought this was it was outside, because no room private can have this capacity. It was over 200 of the brethren from it was the town Siget, from the Kalinesh to the Siget. I don't know how much millage, I don't realize, but it's still you have a lot of to travel on that border. So this Siget city, it is just at the border of Ukraine. So brother Paul, what is his name, he went from Pennsylvania, the old brother, he went to visit or he's going to visit that town in the Ukraine.
You're talking about Mike Balko?
Yeah, Balko.
Yeah, Mike Balko.
Yeah, so he was asking, and so this was just across the border that he was going to visit.
Yeah, that right.
Just across the border. I think from that city he will have maybe about 30 kilometers, and this is a huge accumulation of the Bible students. Wonderful Bible students there. I felt they are much in, what to say, the spirit that we have here. That one. Free, and also rejoicing in the truth and sharing it on another, and get along with whatever some have of opinion. So we have this convention, they call a big meeting. They call in their language a big meeting. But I call this convention, because that was really convention. So over 200, it was full, you know, the courtyard that they have this was packed. Packed with brethren and sisters. And they also outside give some food, it is not like here, but still was wonderful. And we have these talks together with Brother Devsky, and they rejoiced very much. It was wonderful, I think. As gradually we came to find them, this was really a crown in comparison with other localities by the truth, and the so is a great thing. I think this arrangement is not occasional either, because it's very close to the Poland, which are 1,000 also, and just to cross just at the border. And I learned now that even the soldiers at the border, they are gone, no more. It is still have tents. Still, not defense. No one shoot you if you press. People try not to break the law, just to go officially. Still, because it is just recently they took the soldiers. So probably is a great hope now, because it's both socialist countries, you know, Ukraine, and this is nothing. But now I think this will be, and it is a good thing to be prepared, even to have a convention, at least to have two countries. And the middle will come Ukraine, because Ukraine is just middle. And two countries to have this Poland and this Romania, they will make around about 5,000-6,000. And if they will come from Ukraine, others, and from outside, do you imagine what kind of gathering is a unique in our time? We will not look how far and how deep their consecration is. It's not our business. But because they stick to the present truth, and rejoicing this, it is a great work to be done, and also for the glory of the Lord. And I think that this the city of Siget, it is at the border, very convenient to be for both countries to arrange beautiful landscapes, mountains, and very well. I think one day I will suggest to the brethren from the United States, those who are in the capacity to arrange such a, to encourage such a gathering, because they don't know, they need to be encouraged. They need to give suggestion and even to teach them what to do, because they don't know what to do. I gave a little bit suggestion, but I think necessary now to talk with Brother Carl, because the authority, they are willing now, I see. Mm-hmm. But the Britain, they are not approaching to have legalization. They need to legalize their gatherings. And once they will do this, then the convention is already. So this Britain, they are different of opinion. This I suggest them many times, but it is for your benefit. If the law do not require to break your consecration, use this. So use now. Don't be so pleased with chains. because they want to be in chains. And so now you see them. So many of them, especially the youngest ones, and they are in, youngest in the, I mean by age, and in the truth, youngest what I mean, this means those who are 40, 50 years of age, and they have 20 or more years in consecrated life, but they are young in comparison with those who are 80 years to 90 years of age and in the truth. So they are more what you call old fashioned,
yeah.
Not inclined to do other things, but majority are, they will follow. So I think it is good to take our courses quickly to civilize them. They need to be civilized. I mean our world, all the Bible students.
Yeah.
And also to make this known, because there in this belt of Romanian, that is the mountains of Transylvania, they call the mountain part of Romania, they are more Protestant than Orthodox, different kind, and all of them get along. It is very interesting because they get along, they are not criticizing one another, they have different beliefs, different convictions, but they are willing to, if they will, they more love our values, and when we will print them for them, they will come to the convention and the joy will go. Who knows, maybe the king will start from something. And that was the last crown that we rejoiced very much when we was very tired. It was at the 24th of from there, from Tibet, we come back long way to the mountains and come back to the cruise. So to stay overnight, because it's too much, or you travel and travel. And the 25th of this was Friday, we travel all day, and we came to stay over the night. This is what okay. So when we at the 25th May, we travel all the day down to the city of Sibiu, and there we meet the old timer, the brother Hurdubaya Vasil and his wife, and he is, both of them, they are around 90 years old, and his wife, I didn't know exactly what, but he's old also, because I saw their daughter around 50 or even more here. So it is very rich in experience and very rich in faith and in the knowledge of the present truth. These are really by the students who their career was the faith of the study of the Bible. They stick to the present truth that he inherited from the brother Rafa, appreciated very much. And he works at the printery, and he told the story how the printery was running, how the director was a worldly hired man, but very good man. He cooperated with the truth. He was not consecrated, but he was a just person. He was prayed by the brethren, so he performed very good job. He ran very well. He was a director because no one of the brethren was able to run the printer at that time, because it was in the 20th, or even before the 20th, because this brother Kudubaya came after the 20th, 21, 22, I didn't realize exactly. Because the paper that he wrote, he gave me later on, someone of them they took, so I do not have that exact date, what was he probably indicated, or something else. And also he indicated that the branch was always on the rivalry, and remind me, but there is no one even class without this. There are always some elements that have strange ideas and a little bit disturb the unity. The differences are very well, and they are useful and beneficial for the students of the Bible if this is done in the love of God. Because under the love of God, everything is going well along, positively, not negatively against the positive things, which is the present truth. So, but there was the elements of the negative, just some kind of slanderous, some kind of gossip, and discredit something which came from the element of the Jehovah's Witnesses, mostly. And also from the world, the people who was working with them claimed that element was intense. But the Britain, because they was in majority, and the money came from the Britain, from the donations, the printer was running, because most of the Britain, the printer, even they was not so high educated, they was very loyal to the truth. So when the time came that the disturbance came so hard, then the director felt that not to give up in the hand of Jehovah's Witnesses organization, which was trying to fighting maybe through the legally something, then they just fall apart and took the printer, and they never gave this in their heritage. So Jehovah's Witnesses organized themselves somewhere else, but these groups and their multitude of the Bible students that was in Romania, and also in today that is Moldavia and the Soviet Union, and they knew that there was a lot. He told me that he visited one time long ago in the 1925-26, and there was hundreds in some towns in Moldavian Republic, there are hundreds at the meetings. He was impressed with by that at that time. I remember myself when my father told that he was at that time, probably he was at that place because he accepted the truth in 1921-22, but he do not remember because he was a young at that time, and the very brief visit was, and but they was very encouraged because they was very rooted in the truth even at that time, at, in the Moldavian branch that today, even today we have that branch. Last year I told that I visited there, and still there are hundreds around there. Some new generation, I show you a picture.
Yes.
And they, when I told them that still they are, he, you know, tears came, because I remember, and he was so impressed and happy to hear that the truth still is there, not uprooted. And so I am. And I think all our association around the world are happy to know how the blessing of the Lord came, that the truth was still staying there. Of course, the Moldavian brethren in Soviet Union, they uncomparable persecution. As I saw in many other lands, never such a persecution they have like that one. Uprooted, completely physically destroyed, and so forth. But still they some kind. And in comparison with them, in the Moldavian brethren, they are poorer now of the knowledge, because they have no sources anymore. Only what they remember, and very few things that they have for value, and something of remaining of him book very much, because it was destroyed completely. But still the spirit, to love this truth, of the present truth, they are able to keep alive, and the Lord in time came to help. And this brethren, when they heard that they are even thousands in Romanian, and I told now there are hundreds in Moldavia, all of them, they were eagerly to do the best to help them there in the room, because they can speak the language not so well, because it's most Russian there, but still some of them old timers, they speak that language, so they will be useful for them. So this brother Hudebaya, we have 2 hours of discussion of different kind of, I cannot remember that all these details, but there are many other details that was very useful, encouraging for me and for him also. So he even expressed now he is happy to go, because he accomplished his work and his fight, and he is happy to see that the result is well. His work was not in vain. Even through the years, they work even not completely, but separately, but they still encourage one another, and they used to have pilgrimage of visiting one another, even up to the after the war, up to the 1947, they still have pilgrimage. And since then, everything was paralyzed, but still in the local, they will continue to work. So I saw that it's wonderful. It was wonderful experience, and seeing this brother Hudebaya, who worked at the branch of the printery with his wife, just a couple to see go through all their life, from the youth to the end, just really a good soldier, a good example for all of us. A good example, United States and around the world, this few and remaining of this Bible student. So from them, happy we said goodbye, and they even sang the old melody of this goodbye. So we have a good memory, and they also, this is historical event for them and for us. So we traveled the Friday, and late in the night we get to the city of Brasov at another old-timer brother. They are even friends, because old-timers and he, so also brothers. This one is younger one, to the brother Budyu George, which is 86 years old, very active. And as brother Hurdubaya said, he is younger than me, and he is more vigorous now to take the lead in doing the job, because he's younger, 86 years. And I felt myself very inferior, because I'm much younger, but I'm old like he, exhausted. But happy to see such a jewelry of the Lord. And I think really this brother also is unique jewelry, because he himself in the family is a jewelry. He continued to grow and to inspire others with a good character. Both of them, they are wonderful characters. No one can, I met a few of these characters that are a jewel. Even the agents of Satan cannot attack, because they are unusual characters. They are impressed. So the Lord has someone to represent him in this planet. So we spent the night at Friday. I call Vine, because in their language it is Friday, at the house of Budyu. The city is very polluted. It is the beautiful city in the world, I think. But in the city itself, so industrial, and so chemicals emitted in the air. So when I opened to have air fresh because of this exhausted tire, even worse, I didn't know what to do, because the air was, I was unable. So polluted, like poison. So I understand why they are suffering for that. They are doing good things for, but not for the people. So we spent the night at his house, and the second morning, quickly as possible, to go to the mountains. Right in the city, they have a spot, a mountain, that everyone can go onto and to meet. And this socialistic country is something good, because the land, empty land, belongs to the government, so to everybody. So this is not some owner that you have no right to request. No, just go. So I was surprised. They knew how to use, and still they have some lessons. So we go just in the middle of the city, a small spot of the mountain that is free, covered with trees, bushes, and you can see all around the city, beautiful place and cool air at the top. And and even they have some kind of road that even the car can climb there. Some places, very hard, but they climb. So a brother who took the car, and an old sister that was unable to climb there, he brought my car. I was surprised by that, because we would not do to him, and I just say like that, but they are brave, they know their locality. So it is good, they are very brave and know their locality, and we use. It was a very beautiful meeting there at the top of this mountain, seeing the beautiful city, and we served this 35 brothers was gathered there, because in the city Brasov they are around 12 persons only consecrated, but the surrounding small towns and villages, they came about 35. So they considered the smallest, because usually they are much bigger everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, but they have a pillar, really a pillar, this around the brother Budyu George. Like in the Sibiu, another city that we went, we have the brother Hurdubaya Vasil, and he's a pillar around them, in exactly the same, around 15 written. But from his city and others from around. So this city is a left memory. It is really a jewelry in the crown. As I said before, that Sigyat, there is a multitude of Bible students and very bright in studying the Bible. Just more likely like we are here, with little literature, but very bright. I was just impressed with their activity at the border of Ukraine, not far from Poland there. Good place to arrange even for international convention, or at least at European convention to have this. You imagine it would be around 6,000 written there, around from these two countries. I think it would be, and all of them, they are willing to do this by their expenses. So this is something that they are united, and they know very well how to organize. Of course, this is not our style of living. It will be there a little bit lower, but they are happy in what they have. So I think this is very good. I consider to the city of Sighet to be a crown of the Bible students in Romania, because what I saw, other are also, but this is a crown. And the city of Sibiu, by this two, with this brother, and his wife of Brother Hurdubayev, who worked from 1920 and inherited the branch and continued to work in the present route. He is a jewel in that crown of this Britain, and Brother Budu George at the Brasov 86 is another jewel, really a good example for me and for all, and for the Lord is, I think, is a very good representative ambassador on this planet. So we, this was the conclusion of our trip. This was the 26th of May. It was Saturday. So in the morning of Sunday, we have there a trip in the mountains. Also around over 12 brethren came from local one time to go in the mountain there to view the locality, because there is a touristic places, hotels and motels, just like in the West, but not for Romanian people, only the service. All the tourists and came from all over the Europe and even the world, because it's so beautiful range there from the city. I don't know, maybe 10-20 miles or even more high in the mountains, about 2 kilometers above the level of the sea. Beautiful, very beautiful, even have a lake there, and beautiful, very beautiful. Of course we didn't have, because all these days, Friday, Saturday and Sunday and Monday, was raining in that area. So we traveled through the raining, and they have the meetings, and we have a little brief break of rain in the Saturday that we have in Brasov this meeting, and yet half of the meeting under the rain. So, but despite all this wetness, we rejoice. So we concluded, and we made the trip of Sunday in order to refresh ourselves for the traveling back, because we was very exhausted. And a few of the brethren who accompany us always, they was also very exhausted. So we made this trip there just for air fresh, just only air fresh, because when we are so tired, we didn't want to eat anything. So we was there. There is cold in the mountains and rain, and they have the cabin that is running very far through the fog. We didn't see how deep, but it's very deep there. So it is good. I was told, even the rain and the cloud, you cannot see so far, but it's very beautiful. I can imagine from the pictures of others that anyone who will visit, they will never regret the city of Brasov, and to see the jewel of Brother Budu George. So Sunday night we spent this in this Brasov, and early in the morning we went to Bucharest, because to catch and to arrange for our flight back. So three persons accompany us from the Cluj area. All this, the one who meet us, this is what the Tompa Constantin, and another was Roshka's sister, Roshka Viorica. You have here some letter from her. It's very bright one. She's working, is very educated sister, and by her car they drive us to the city of Bucharest, which is in the flat area. It is like the same like Warsaw. It's in the flat area. So Bucharest is a little bit more situated better, because not far from Danube, great river in the valley, is very fertile land around there. Only, as I told in the beginning, I didn't like, because there is no green trees. Mm. But all this farm just going in the capital farm. So that's only. But the city itself is very huge, is very industrialized, and not so clean as we used to have here. And when we are not pleased with our city, you know, they say, because there are some garbage, but when you go there, we have another kind of, there you will see really mud, mm-hmm. mud and clay, because cracks everywhere like that. But city is big, and they have, I think it is better, more than in Poland, more than in Russia, they have some goods in their store. They are not like this one, but they have more goods.
Can they afford them?
Yeah, they, of course they can afford, it is not. Not, they are poor because pollution and not so variety of food, but they have sufficient. And also because they have a lot of natural gas and natural, they have oil of heating and cars, there is not so great problem like in Russia and in Poland. And they have also wood, their own wood, you can make fire by wood, or you can have even for construction. You can see that it's much much like in United States we can have whatever. Only they need a good democracy and a good government, which the best one will be the kingdom government, and the locality will be transferred very quickly in the paradise, and the location in the center of Europe, I think, as the Lord have their thousands, probably will be continued. This to be a nucleus just to spread the kingdom message in the new dispensation, which I anticipate and believe that will soon be started. So we spent in Bucharest a few hours because our flight was afternoon, and we came back quickly to the airport and just goodbye and took our flight. And the airport, as I told, it is desire to be better, and maybe they will do better the next now because they are opening more contact. I saw many people now coming from all over the world. I met there with the flight, so probably they will change a little of their country. Yes, and probably they will even a little bit restrict this pollution because too much chemical in the air in the big city. So that we concluded. 8th of was our flight. We took the Swiss line to the Zurich, and as you know, when you pass the western countries, it is like another planet, completely another planet. I was just grieved and rejoiced because I saw the people, the same people of the same family, of human family, and a small country like Switzerland, and still they enjoy peace, and the pollution a little bit under control. You have pollution, but you cannot, it's so brutal, come into your nose like me. Myself, I felt immediately. I was unable to rest. So there is a lot of things to be changed in the northern problem. Now the trend is in that direction. They will change. So at the Zurich, we departed because Brother Lipsky have just the same 1 hour his flight and went home just the same night. He spent the 28th night to the 29th at home. I was staying there at that hotel, and I used to have a little bit of problem because when I go with this prepaid hotel, they was requesting me to pay. I said it is prepaid. So the authorities, because this was in the night there was not so many of their service, but very polite. So I said it should be prepaid anyway, because this is what the ticket is for agencies, and they found this. I stayed for a while, that for 1 hour I was staying, but very nice hotel. So I sit in there, they will find that everything is right, you know, they check everything, so this was prepaid. So but I was relaxing, you know, because the air was better, so I was no more breathing bad like in Romania. This is even my voice was so bad that people were talking every day and a few times a day, and the condition was not so well. But here I rested. So when they gave me the first room, I never have this because usually I never visit hotels and restaurants. I never go to the restaurant anyway. But I went to the hotel. I never experienced that. This hotel do not have a key. It have electronic key. So I didn't know. I received this. I never saw, but of course I'm experienced, not by this one, but I knew certain things. I just took this thing, tire, I didn't look at this. They give you in a pocket like this and give everything, so I went. So I looked this, oh, this is the sixth floor. I took the elevator, there's still some people was in the night. I find that my room, and then I tried to find the envelope the key. So there is no key. And then I realized, this should be something, so when I looked at card, like credit card. But very thin one. It is. I expect it to be more like that. It's like mostly like a paper.
Can you use that to open it?
All over Europe, it's that way. In the better,
yeah. So,
the bigger,
but it was so soft that I expected to be. So I was really. So then I tried just put my glasses more to go to the light and to read what is that. And there is a thing that they read in English also. They make in English. They have their languages.
Yeah, they do it.
And they put in English how to open. So I a little bit I try a few times because you need to put this and you will see the green light. You need quickly to pull out and then to open. If you will a few seconds, it will not work
again. Yeah.
So I did this and it was beautiful. I relaxed. I took a bath. I took a shower, and this is wonderful. And I recovered back to rearrange my mind, and took a flight and came home. So that is My conclusion from this visit, it is most is upbuilding for me, for that what I saw, the jewelry of the Lord works, that I saw this a few Britain, that they are really a good example. In the city, the old one, that is Nicoria. It is also like Brother Nicola.
Michael
Nicola. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's from that area. Wonderful people of that area. At the close of Ukraine border. In Ukraine, this is the city of Siget. So I was impressed by their activity. Very active in that area. There's like a jewelry. So this one in the Sibiu and Brasov. And I was most impressed by the talks that we never discussed together with Brother Debski. And probably I will never forget, because we never discussed, and the talks both was in one line. Every day the talks was connected to one another. He spoke in French, I spoke in Romanian language, and when I realized, when they said it's one line, we never discussed what we'll talk tomorrow. And tomorrow always was, because he took his paper, what to talk. We didn't have time to prepare. So I look in my paper. And when we went, always up to the end was the same. So I was so sure, I realized this after a few days, that is some kind put in our mind to speak in the same direction. And then I was sure, confident, that I pray every day for direction, to put something on my poor and fallen tongue, that to be used for the Lord. And he did this. And he listened to prayer like a child is asking his father. And I realized this a fresh one in my experiences, how the Lord is so good and is so real and so present. It was inspiring for me just up to the left. I was scared because of this Elizabeth. I was scared and concerned because of the enemies that is against the truth, and they are trying to cause something physically. So the Lord kept us always very secure, and Brother Debski was wonderful cooperating. I was so pleased by this cooperation. Even was hard, but I'm not discussing the things, still we were doing the same thing because relying on the Lord. And I saw how he was praying, and we, and this is wonderful work. It is for me a good experience and memory that we have someone next to me that is running in this direction. And I was impressed by the guidings of the Lord, that he can overrule even our tongue, that we can say something to give the suggestion, because when you are looking for, he will give. So we concluded wonderful. But we was told by seeing, observing the tears from the listeners of the Britain in Romania, that all this, there was no meeting that was less than 100 every day. So you see, I spent from the 14th May, I was already there, up to 1928. So I have 18 talks, not including small acquaintance with the household that we introduced just to stay there to the meals or something with their children, just in the family, something. So to have this in 2 weeks, 18 talks, to have 18 talks, just to talk, to prepare something to say and to be edifying for them and to represent the Lord, and I felt the hand of the Lord like never before, because I never gave every day, and some day twice, never gave like that. So I saw this, and they felt it, the breathing, because they tear, because if, when you talk, so they was upbuilding, they requested, even brother this Budu, when he gave his volumes, he wrote a small letter, because he was unable to accompany us to the Bucharest. So while we was resting another place in the Brasov, because Saturday night we stay at his house, and Sunday night I stay in another one, the same Brasov, because in the Bucharest we didn't know where to go, it was raining. But we in Bucharest, we have about 3 or 4 brothers in the Bucharest itself. But they was we didn't have the addresses, and it was too late even to find out more around. So we dropped that. And he wrote a small letter, and he from himself and others gave just small. I say, if you want something to say to the president, just write something, because I cannot remember to say, because there are too many. I will not remember hundreds of this.
Sure.
They will. So, but some of them they put some notes, some addresses, some words of it. And but I will summarize this and to say, maybe I will translate one of this. You will make some things to the Bible studios to know that they send their love to all Bible Student Association in the United States, because they knew that I am from the United States and I represented them all without discrimination, because I said, but I told them that the main body of the Bible students is the Don. I made this clear because they are cooperating, and as far as to this moment I am very free to speak whatever I see in the scriptures, and they still cooperating with me, and I with them. I am pleased with that spirit, and that is the main thing. So they was a little bit prepared for not so much in detail of that. They rejoiced in that, and they sent their love to the Don families and to all Bible students in the United States. They expressed in their language from the very bottom of their heart Christ's love. Christ's love to all the brethren here who are running in the same direction, the same truth that they rejoiced so many years. So they, with very joy, received our greetings and the love that we brought to them. And now they expected to have some activities. They was requesting for every kind of literature that we are able. Literature they have translated already that we multiply, or to help them to print there. But something, because they are still at the beginning, they have no idea how to arrange things. But they are willingly to pay, because they got it from 3,000, they can't cut it. So I see that the spirit of unity they would like. But first of all, they request three places: the city of Cluj, the city of Baia-Mare, big cities, and there are a lot of Britain, all these hundreds around there, and the city of Siget, they are bigger. Other localities, they are 80, 60, like this, but these are the centers. And they was requested at least for these three, just three type writing for them, just to have simple things that they can do together, mechanical one, not electric one, because all that. So mechanical,
the old,
but
the old standard.
Yeah, old standard, but they are good one in Europe still using. And
they can buy them over there, can't they?
Can they buy them there?
No, in Germany you can, but in Romania, forget about it. Because if they would be there, they would never ask us.
Maybe we can have the French,
never ask
French brethren buy them.
I think in the Germany they have. Also, I would like to have one here, because he to write something, even some
sure.
kind. It is still not that one.
Why don't I shut this off?
Yeah.
And